Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's all for play for still.
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Hi, villains, and welcome to For the Love of Paul McGrath podcast. Before we get into this, I think it's about time, and Paddy's putting me to shame, because today is an away day in the cottage, and as we all know, you need to give the away team the respect by wearing a suit on the sideline. And Paddy is wearing a suit in the team sheet tantrum today, giving Fulham the full respect. Also, Fulham is a pretty uppity-duppity type of part of London as well, so, you know, wearing that suit will probably get you into the hostilities after the game if you were over there too. So thanks for you know what? Thanks for showing the respect to our viewers as well, Paddy, for wearing a shirt, unlike me.
Well, you see, it's also showing respect to people who show their faces on Sky Sports News. You have to kind of dress up, you know, and kind of look the part when you're being put to shame. But in fairness, you dressed appropriately in your Villa gear, which was pretty cool.
And as like the rumour mill is already running that maybe you were at an interview in Villa Park earlier on today for maybe a big job in the dugout yourself. So that's, look, it's no, only no. What the comments are saying, Paddy. It's only what the comments are saying.
They couldn't possibly hold it in Villa Park. Sure, everyone would know about it. I must say, the food in the Belfry is quite good, though.
There it is. People pick up on that. Matt, thank you so much. Straight in off the bat, Matt Allen, really appreciate that. Wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much. And hopefully that is the precursor to a good win today. As I say, so guys, look, as I say, it is going to be Aston Villa versus Fulham today. That's not news to anybody, but I think what will be news is in 6 minutes time when the team sheet is announced, because like, we can say what we want about Steven Gerrard, but the team sheet tantrum has been pretty fruitful for us since he's been manager, because, you know, you kind of never, there is always a surprise somewhere along the line. And sometimes the surprise is keeping the team exactly the same as it was the week before. And I said last night, I think he could spring a surprise in attack. And I woke up this morning and it was running around the back of my head as to who he would play as his front three. And I think the smart decision is to play the same front three that he played against Chelsea, and not to change it up. So I don't really know like what way I'm going to feel when I initially see Buendia and Coutinho starting and Ings up front today. But it's going to be interesting, I think, one way or another, Paddy.
Well, I don't think he plays both Buendia and Coutinho, but I do envisage he starts as mate. Without a shadow of a doubt, he starts as mate. And it's unfortunate, because I believe that the performance that was put in last week, you know, I have always said that you don't change a team that's either winning or playing very well. And I thought we played very well last week. So it would be unfortunate to see a change, and hopefully it won't come to that, and we'll just have to cross our fingers that in 4 minutes' time that there's not steam coming out of my ears and I'm pulling this collar off my shirt because I'm so annoyed. I think I would be genuinely annoyed and frustrated if he was to change it, because I think if we play like we did last week, we win today at a canter, and that's what needs to happen.
Regardless, and this I said on Sky Sports News this morning, is that...
Oh, you're on Sky Sports News this morning, Neil, were you?
My doppelganger. But this is kind of what I said. I was asked, was it a must-win game? And I said, like, it doesn't really matter who's wearing the shirts, who's in the dugouts, whatever. For every single Aston Villa fan, every game is a must-win game. And it's not a case that you can pick and choose what games that you want to win. You want to win them all, because you never know when you're going to win, because we never beat the teams around us. And sometimes we get a fluky one against the teams at the top of the league. So, you know, and that they come very infrequently. Like, it's not like we get one every year. Jesus, it took us, what, nearly 20 years to beat Man United for a while. So we need to beat the teams around us. Aston Villa have always fed off the scraps of the teams around them. I won't say always. In the last 10, 15 years, that's where they've fed. That's where they've made most of their gains. And like, Fulham are no different to that. And like, every game, the Fulham's going to be a must-win. Brentford's going to be a must-win. Newcastle's going to be a must-win. Brighton's going to be a must-win. And I know Newcastle and Brighton are flying high at the top of the league at the moment, but we're still in the same pool with those guys when you look at the greater infrastructure that teams have. And in fact, to be honest with you, we're ahead of them infrastructurally and what kind of a juggernaut that the club could be. It's just we're not seeing the results on the field. So this is definitely a must-win game today. And every time we play a team that doesn't have Manchester at the start of it, it doesn't have Arsenal, Chelsea, Spurs or Liverpool at the start of it, we should be looking to beat that team. And we're capable. We've a squad capable of beating any of those teams that don't have the prefixes that I just mentioned there as well. And regardless who's in the dugout or regardless who's wearing the shirts, we should be looking to beat every single team that languishes in around us in the league.
And that's the point I alluded to last night. If we can go out and play so negatively against the teams that we should be beating and then play like that against Chelsea, it's inexcusable, really. If he reverts back to that today, I think a tantrum is on the way. The only decision I wouldn't be annoyed at is a change to the midfield, and that could happen. But we'll wait and see now in a couple of minutes. But I wouldn't be too disappointed to see Dendonker come in there alongside Luis and Ramsey, or Luis and McGinn, whoever that is. I'd like to see him get a run. I think tonight could be the night for him. So that for me is the only change I would make. Whoever that's at the expense of is up to yourself, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But the front three has to stay the same. 100% has to stay the same.
Prior to even seeing the team, I'm still sticking with my 2-1 Aston Villa, because I got, like, genuinely, he could himself, Gary Mack and Neil Cutler could all talk out tonight. And I still think, this is no disrespect to Fulham, who have been really overachieving this season. They've had some really good performances from like Mitrovic, Tim Ream, Palinha, who's a fantastic player. But this team is good enough. The team and the group of players are good enough. I mean, it's about getting a song out of them. It really is. And I think that we should be going out there to win it regardless of who's there. I think we're coming close to a team announcement. We're coming close to it anyway. Oh, of course, I always do that. I always click on the big red X when I don't want to click on the big red X. But we do have a starting 11. And you know what that means? Cover your ears if you don't like the team alert, because here it comes. And the team alert is here. We have an...
Martinez,
Konsa, Bed...
Look who the picture is.
Wasn't expecting this. Konsa at right back. Bednarek, Mings and Young make up the back four. McGinn, Douglas, Luiz and Ramsey with Bailey, Ings and Watkins. We spent all our time, Paddy. We spent all our time talking about would he make changes up top. And then here we go. Springs a surprise. Starts Bednarek and Konsa. Next question here, Paddy, is: are we playing three at the back?
Well, what doesn't make sense to me here is that Matt Cash is... Sorry, I'm leaning away here because I can't see
Yeah, sorry, the substitutes there, I'll call them out, are Olsen, yeah. Cash, Sansan, Buendia, Chambers, Nakamba, Coutinho, Dendonker, and Archer. Oh, there we go. That makes it a bit better, a bit easier to see. Okay. So Robin Olsen, Matty Cash, Sansan, Buendia, Chambers, Nakamba, Coutinho, Dendonker, and Archer are on the bench. Lamar Bogard steps out off the bench for this game.
What we could potentially be looking at here is a three at the back in Konza, Bednarak, and Mings. We could be looking at Ashley Young on the right and McGinn on the left.
And then, or because he did play this play in this position for Leverkusen before, Leon Bailey did play as a wing back. Now, I'm not saying I want that. In fact, it was one of the biggest reasons why himself and Peter Bosch, I'm not going to say they fell out, but they used to come to, put it this way, I don't think Craig Butler was too happy with him ever playing in that position. But when is Craig Butler really ever happy about any position that Leon Bailey plays in? It could be something like that. But I don't see John McGinn not being in midfield, because there's no way that you just play Douglas Luiz and Jacob Ramsey there in that midfield. I would more say I think that Bailey is probably going to be brought back and we're going with two strikers and this could be a 5-2-3-1. Or we're really overthinking it and it's just the exact same formation as normal. He puts Konza back
at
right back.
It's not a change at all. It could be just the management of Matty Cash's time on the pitch, because he played a full game the other day and we want him again on Sunday. So it may be just a case of, let's switch it up that way and put Konza in it right back.
What was the story with Cash? Was it his hamstring?
We've had so many injuries, I've absolutely forgotten what it was.
Yeah.
It may have been a hamstring, yeah. So 3 games in a week might be a little bit too much. But obviously, what screams out here is three centre half. So are we looking at a three centre backs? I don't know. Having Bednarak in there, I would rather see Bednarak up against Mitrovic. I don't think he'd let him under his skin like Mings would.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I think there could be a little bit of that in there as well. But look, as I said to you last night, I'll make a decision 10 minutes into the game when I see how we're playing and how we're lined up. But yeah. I don't see any reason why this team doesn't go and beat Fulham tonight.
I'm the same.
I just can't for the life of me say that we're going to lose this game. And if we do, there's going to be serious questions asked of the team and of the manager.
There will be hell to pay if this is a loss tonight, I think. And I think rightfully so. Chris Thayer says, Neil thinks we're going to score twice in the game. I didn't say we were going to score two goals for Aston Villa. I said Aston Villa would win 2-1, because the good old OG could be our top scorer at the end of today with two own goals. And then we have two own goals as opposed to 7 people on 1 goal. So I'll take them whatever way they come. I'll take them whatever. If a big gust of wind blows a kick out back in over Brent Leno's head, I'll take that as well. I'm all for whatever. Take it whatever way it comes. But let's look at some of your comments there. I'm actually going to take... actually, we won't for the moment. We will in a minute, but just at this moment in time, I am going to stop sharing screen and I'm going to share up the Fulham team first. And then we'll take a little look at some of your comments. So Fulham team is...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Look. A proper team, a proper football club, Absolute proper football club. None of this numerical order crack that happens in some of these fake football clubs. A proper football club putting it up in proper order. Anyway, Leno, De Cordova Reed on the right-hand side. Another one. Kenny Tete is out injured. De Cordova Reed is in. That might be another reason for... Maybe if they do go five at the back, I don't know why they would, just for that reason. But you have Diop and Ream, two big strong men, and then Anthony Robinson on the left-hand side, as we spoke about in our pre-match. Yep. Harrison Reed is a very underrated player, a nasty little player inside there. But I've always liked to look at him in the championship. And he's going to be partnered by Palinha, who everybody knows, I think, is just fantastic. He's had some start to the season. The elder statesman, Willian, comes in beside Andreas Pereira, former Manchester United starlet, and the wonderfully named Niskins Cabano. And then the big man up front in Mitrovic, who scored as many goals as Aston Villa have this season. The substitutes are Rodak, Mbabu, new signing. The Messi of the sky is on the bench in Shane Duffy, who's only gotten 3 minutes so far. Tosin Adorebo is there. Tom Kearney, that guy, is there. Harris, who I don't know. Dan James, Harry Wilson, and Vinicius. Vinicius is there. Carlos Vinicius is on the bench.
Not a bad squad. One I don't think we even mentioned last night was Willian, because he didn't play last week.
No, there he is.
I've the greatest respect for Willian. I think he's been a really good player over the years for Chelsea. Didn't do it as much. Was it Arsenal he went to?
He did.
Had a failed time at Arsenal. Look, this is not going to be easy, but it's still a game we should be winning. I'm bamboozled now to even tell you what way we're going to be lined up. It's going to be a really strange first 10 minutes of this game.
Hey, guess what, Paddy? We'll know after 15 minutes of a Steven Gerrard coached game what way we set up, because like that's literally, I'm at tattoo status for that at the moment, about how many times I've said it. So let's pop in to see some of your comments there based on what we've seen. So Sai says Bednarek in for someone tonight, asking his cash out again. I'm not quite sure. Is he, he's on the bench, but I'm not quite sure. I think the reason is, Paddy, that he's, I think as Paddy said, should I say, is they're managing his minutes. Matt says that Bednarek versus Mitrovic makes sense. Where else are we? Yeah, AVFC Stato agrees with me. Thinks that Leon Bailey could be wing back. I think like it just kind of makes sense considering Steven Gerrard did throw out of nowhere and unprompted that he might be looking to play three at the back at some stage in the near future. And look, if a manager is trying to save his job, he'll try anything. So as I say, we will know quite soon if that is going to be the case. Sorry there, guys. A lot of people think that it's going to be Kanza out right back. I think the same. It could as easily be that way. This also gives us a small bit of fluidity as well to go three at the back. Maybe we go three at the back when we're in defense, and when we're in attack and four at the back, then we get cat or Ashley Young is better at getting back into position than Leon Bailey. So it just kind of gives us a small bit of fluidity. If Kanza tucks in and we do play that three at the back when we're going forward, it gives us a five-man midfield as opposed to a three-man midfield or four-man midfield, even should I say, as opposed to a three-man midfield. And then when we're getting back, it also allows us not to be caught out too much with Mitrovic up there in his own. Yeah. And I think that's probably sensible management to have that transition, because that's one of the things I've been screaming at and giving out about for an awful long time. And everybody has. It's not that I've spotted something that somebody else hasn't, but is he finally learning that our fullbacks being parked up above the center circle from the majority of the game is actually affecting our play in both the attacking and the defending sense? Because if you have both your fullbacks up there, it's almost a beacon that you're going to go wide every so often. And also they're taking up space for people to run diagonals too. And our forwards have shown that they can't win their own ball in a physical tussle up there. So we need people running diagonals or running off players. And we saw a bit of that against Chelsea as well. So maybe there's something kind of beginning to kind of creep through in a change of formation, or a change of tactical style there as well. Where else are we? Good question. And a question I think that makes sense is, what has Chambers done to not start? Yeah. I think a lot of people...
The explanation I have for that is that Cons is on a roll. He's done quite well. It would be bad for his confidence if they took him out there. But I really think the telling factor here is putting Bednarak in to annoy the shit out of Mitrovic and wind him up, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Matt says that he's playing Bednarek versus Mitrovic and Konsa is in better form than Cash. You're overthinking. I don't know, is that strictly true? Because as I said, Cash was rested from training during the week this week as well. So there could be something in that. I just don't think it's as simple as being in better form. But yes, I do think that Bednarek is going to be in there and told literally hop up on top of Mitrovic's back and let him take you for a piggyback around the field if you want. As long as he doesn't get the ball, we'll be okay, because he is on top form at the moment and he is a lethal striker for sure. excuse me. Where else are we looking there, guys? Very defensive. Sorry, this is absolutely fantastic. Fantastic podcasting, isn't it? Yeah. So Diavolo Ucranio says, I think Jared is very worried about Mitrovic getting an early goal from a set piece. And if he isn't, he should be. We go down 1-0 early and we're toast. I 1,000,000% think this. We've shown no aptitude to come back from being a goal down so far this season. And I don't see anything to change tonight either. We need to get out into a lead. And even the games we have gotten out into a lead in this season, we've been pegged back. So I think it's very important that we do that. We get a goal early, like we were doing at the start of the season, except this time we take the opportunity to defend after we score that goal. And yes, I do think Gerrard should be worried about Mitrovic and should be worried about an early goal, because we've a penchant to concede those lately as well, for sure. Is the jumper duo wash? It's been washed. It has been washed. And I've only had it on this morning and today. So it's not like there's green stink lines and cartoons coming off it or anything. So it only came fresh out of the dryer this morning. So it's all good. It's all good. Paddy, I suppose, look, well, we were looking at the Fulham team there a moment ago, and we just, like, you know, it's only when you go down through that team that you go, listen, there's a talented squad there, and that's not being patronising. It's just it kind of crept up on us, well, it crept up on me, should I say. The signings that they made were in pivotal positions, and they were good, experienced signings that they made. Like, we spoke about Bert Leno. I think he's a fantastic signing from the price that they the value they got him for, and you know how much of an experience he has. Like, that's exactly what you want from a team that's coming up. Issa Diop, another good signing from West Ham. You know, just somebody who's been in the league, and yeah, he's not going to go out and be Paolo Maldini, but he's going to hold his own in a foot race and in a tussle with anybody underneath a high ball. So you know, that kind of stuff is what teams need. And I think a lot of teams that come up, bar Aston Villa, have kind of taken a leaf out of Watford's book, because even though Watford did go down, what they did do is they tried to just buy physically imposing players in a lot of positions. And sometimes that's what you need when you weave them in around the likes of the Williams, the Andreas Pereiras, the Anthony Reeds, the fact that he's such an attacking left back there. And he is somebody who's going to get very, very high up the field. You know, you need to have those sturdy guys in your team. And I think when Villa came up first, that's kind of what we were missing outside of a Tyrone Mings. We just didn't have that sturdiness down through the spine. But I think the Fulham might have it today.
Yeah, absolutely. Someone asked about their home form. That's what I was trying to check there. Actually, do you know what? I couldn't give a shit. We have to go. We have to go and win this game. We haven't had the best of records at the Cottage over the years. I know we spoke about that game where we won 3-0 when we came back up into the Premier League. But tonight has to be the night. Tonight has to be the night it comes together. I'm seriously thinking we're going to score the two goals tonight. Seriously thinking it's going to happen.
Where they come team scoring two goals in one game. Oh, still my beating heart, Patrick. Be still my beating heart.
Yeah. But I think we're going to need two goals. I think they will score themselves. Yep. They've enough in the tank to dictate the play for long periods of this game as well. They've got some really good players in there. Paulinho is going to give us a rough night. Willian will hold up the ball and doesn't give it away too often. So it's not going to be easy. Big battles in there, especially around the midfield. Mitrovic against Bednarak, I anticipate. I'd be surprised if he's left with Tyrone Mings, but we'll see soon enough. But I'm gonna go for a 2-1 win tonight.
Oh, there's an echo in this room. I could have swore I said a 2-1 win too.
Yeah, I don't fancy us for a clean sheet, but I definitely think we're gonna score more than them. I firmly believe if we lose this game tonight, it's Steven Gerrard's second last game in charge. They're not going to sack him before Sunday, but he could very well go on Monday. So there's a lot riding on this. We're going to see if the players are going to be playing for him. And let's go and do it.
Absolutely. I think so too. Listen, look, I think this is there's a lot riding on this game, not just 3 points. You know, the manager, I think, will have an awful lot riding in this game. There are certain players here who would probably be looking towards, you know, what this game does bring. And if they don't win here, you know, that like, put it this way, there's a pretty stable team there at the moment in the main. But if Steven Gerrard does happen to lose his job for whatever reason, there's a lot of players here who could be looking at January and the World Cup and stuff like that and going, ooh, there might have to be conversations with people. And then I don't want to have to impress somebody new coming in here. So there's a lot riding on games like this, not just the 3 points. I hope we get the 3 points tonight. I hope it doesn't really affect the viewpoint of how things have gone over the last 30, 40 games that we've had here at Aston Villa, and that if a decision is to be made, it's been made on a full picture. I think Aston Villa, regardless of who's in the dugout, have an opportunity to go out and get three points tonight, and I hope that is the case. And as Paddy said, I think it is going to be a 2-1 win for Aston Villa tonight, or I hope it's going to be a 2-1 win for Aston Villa tonight at Craven Cottage. So, guys, that's going to do it for us. I really appreciate everybody jumping on here. We're the bones of 400 people watching, which is once again is brilliant. If you can please give us a thumbs up, I'd really appreciate that. On the stream here, if you can like the YouTube stream, I would really appreciate that. Also, if you could share around the good, you know, that this podcast is actually even on the go, that would be superb. If anyone you think you might know might like this, and also if you haven't subscribed to the podcast on YouTube, you can just click on the subscribe button. It doesn't cost you anything, so don't worry about anything like that. And as I say, we will be back with more content as well. I'm tentatively saying we'll be back with a post-match podcast, but I'm not sure, so keep an eye on Twitter. I don't know if it's going to be tonight. It may be tomorrow night when we are back. We will put something up on Twitter and we will let you guys know. But if you subscribe and you click on the bell icon, you'll be able to know when we go live anyway, so you won't have to worry about Twitter. So I can't tell you anymore. Just subscribe to the podcast and everything will be fine. It'll be great. But thanks so much, everybody, for watching. And thanks so much, everybody, for listening to the audio podcast as well. Here's to an Aston Villa win tonight. Let's hope we get those 3 points and rocket up the table. Stay safe, stay healthy. And until next time, all that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Podcast Network.